In this week's episode of the F1 Racing Podcast, we take a look back at the epic race in Austin, the United States Grand Prix, and the fully involved Grand Prix review. There's a new American driver who joins the grid in 2023, find out who later in the show. Hamilton started a new production company, and Brad Pitt was swarming the paddock, so I'm guessing they're going to be doing something, find out what a little bit later. And we debut the original parody song of Max Verstappen's dominant 2022 season. This is the American-made F1 Racing Podcast.
Welcome to the F1 Racing Podcast, the only podcast that has the guts to give it to you straight. So grab a clean pair of racing panties, because this American-made podcast will surely make you shit yourself. Here's your host, Billy Simpson.
Well, well, welcome back to the F1 Racing Podcast, an American-made podcast with the guts to give it to you straight. I'm your host, Billy Simpson, and I'm feeling a little bit down and excited all at once. We do have an exciting show. I will say for the United States Grand Prix, I had planned on making it to that race for a full year, put down the $500 deposit, bought the tickets once they were released, got some tickets in turn 9 in the bleacher section. Top row, row 35, so I could possibly bring some umbrellas, which it was so breezy. Umbrellas were not permitted. They wouldn't have worked. They would have blown right off. But I was unable to go and tried to sell the tickets and wasn't able to sell the tickets. So gave them to my friend and he went. And it was a little heartbreaking. But I was unable to make it. Because my dog started to have some health problems. I noticed some blood in her stool earlier that week and took her to the vet and got some probiotics and antibiotics for her stomach. What had happened was I was feeding her a certain type of dog food and I had moved, and all the dog food stores I was going to around my house, I was looking for her brand, Neutro Max, and that's what she ate. I couldn't find it at any of these stores, so I thought they discontinued it, because these are big-name brand stores, you know, and I went to multiple different stores, not only of the same brand, but, you know, I went to, you know, multiple stores, didn't find it, and so I switched her dog food. Got a little Boston Terrier, her name is Piper, and I gave her some new dog food, and she was, you know, she was fine. She wasn't bleeding or anything, but she was lethargic, very, you know, tired and whatnot. So I went and got her some different food, you know, some more higher protein food, and, you know, fed her that and started to notice blood in her stool. So then that's when I took her to the vet, and the vet actually was confident that, yes, because you switched her food, you're not supposed to do that with dogs. You know, once you find a good dog food, you're supposed to stick with it. She was confident that's what it was. Within a couple of days, you know, this was Thursday. I was supposed to be heading to Austin on Thursday. You know, I found it on Monday, took her to the vet on Tuesday. Or no, I found it that Saturday. Made an appointment because all the other vets were booked. Waited till Monday, took her in. And that's when I got the diagnosis. You know, whenever I take her out of town, or if I were to leave her somewhere or board her, which I don't do anymore, she doesn't eat. So I didn't want to stress her stomach out by taking her to Austin. And, you know, I wanted to keep her best interest in mind, her health, her stomach. So I sacrificed going to the races. You know, I mean, this was going to be epic, too. I wrote a parody song to commemorate Max's 2022 season, which I plan on doing every year in this podcast, writing a parody song for the champion, the driver's champion that year. And I was going to shoot, you know, I was going to go to the Circuit of the Americas. I was going to shoot a music video. I was going to play the song for people, let them hear it. Going to try to get this thing to go viral, you know, because I think it's pretty good, high quality. I'll let you be the judge of that. But I was going to shoot what I had in mind is last year when I went to the track. I had seen those Cadillacs, like Shaq had brought his Cadillac with a big Longhorns on the hood, and there's just all kinds of different stuff, you know, at the track itself, and it was going to be great. But and I bought these American flag overalls and, you know, some American flag glasses. It was just, and I toyed around with buying a wig, which was very fitting to this song, this parody song that I wrote for Max Verstappen. It's I'll go ahead and tell you now, it's in the form of Ice Ice Baby. So we're going to play that a little bit later in the show. First, I am going to go through the fully involved Grand Prix review, because the Austin race was killer. Sainz blew it from the start. Hamilton had a good chance to win for the first time this season. Verstappen sealed the Constructors' Championship. Alonso drove balls out on Sunday. Logan Sargeant was announced as the Williams driver to replace Latifi. He was actually there test driving all weekend for Williams, I believe. So yeah, he should be joining Williams in 2023. That is, if he requires his super license. We'll look at the details a little bit later on that in an article I read. Brad Pitt was swarming the paddock all weekend, and everyone noticed. He was on the camera every 15, 20 minutes. Oh, Brad Pitt's over here. Brad Pitt's talking to them. Brad Pitt's shooting a new movie. And I actually have a friend who lives in Austin. That's who I was going to stay with, and he was going to go to the races with me. And one of his friends actually waited on, he's a waiter at Eddie V's, he waited on Lewis Hamilton and Brad Pitt because they were there together. So I'll talk to you a little bit more about that. So more on that later. And finally, it's here. The most raw, rhythmically balanced, heart-pumping parody song you've ever heard. We debut the annual championship winner song today. This year, it's Max Verstappen, the back-to-back world champion. But before we jump into this high-flying, action-packed, and many other descriptive hyphenated word pairings, let's take a quick break for our sponsors.
Due to high demand, the F1 Racing Podcast has set up a website where listeners can buy Billy, the podcast host, a cup of coffee to show their appreciation for his mediocre at best broadcasting skills. The website is buymeacoffee.com/F1 Racing Podcast. You would not want to see Billy without his coffee. He gets angry and threatens to delete my hard drive.
That was one time.
So, for my sake, please visit the website and donate what you can for Billy's coffee addiction before he takes a magnet to my mainframe. The website is buymeacoffee.com/F1 Racing Podcast.
The Fully Involved.
The Fully Involved.
The Fully Involved.
Grand Prix Review.
All right, all right. United States Grand Prix. It was a windy one. The track bought two new flags, a huge United States flag and a huge Texas flag. The United States flag was in turn one. Texas flag, I believe, was around turn six, somewhere around in there. But they were huge, and everyone was talking about it on the broadcast all week long. The tire range for the weekend was the middle of the Pirelli range at a C4, C3, and a C2, where the C2 is the hardest. And Sally, how about those track details?
Round 19. The Formula One Aramco United States Grand Prix 2022 takes place at the Circuit of the Americas. The first Grand Prix was hosted here in 2012. The circuit length is 3.43 miles. The total race distance is 191.63 miles in 56 laps. This is a counterclockwise circuit with 20 corners and two DRS detection zones between corners 10 and 11 as well as corners 18 and 19. The current lap record is held by Charles Leclerc in 2019 with a 1 minute 36.169 seconds lap time.
In free practice one, Brad Pitt was in the McLaren garage with Jerry Bruckheimer. Apparently, they're making a movie about F1. So the announcer said Jerry Bruckheimer, but it's actually the director from Top Gun Maverick. And, you know, I was telling a quick story about my friend in Austin there. His name's Chris, and he has another friend that is a server at Eddie V's. And he had heard that Lewis Hamilton was coming in, and he didn't know Brad Pitt was going to be there. And he didn't know for sure that he was going to wait on them, but he did wait on them. That was about the extent of the story, but I thought it was pretty interesting. Kind of building up there, and then you see Brad Pitt in the paddock all weekend long. So that was pretty interesting. Cool little side story there. 53 minutes in, no, 53 minutes period on the clock, 7 minutes in, Giovinazzi, who's test driving for Haas, looking to get a seat next year with Haas, wrecks the Haas as he's test driving for the weekend. And so that does not bode well for him. The session is red flagged at that point. The announcers were talking about turn five having the highest G-force of any track on the calendar. They were also mentioning Logan Sargeant, who was test driving. He's American, test driving for Williams in free practice one. Pirelli tire testing this weekend. Robert Schwartzman, test driving for Ferrari. He was racing under a Russian license, but ever since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian drivers aren't allowed to race in FIA events. And since Schwartzman was born in Israel, he's utilizing that license. Alex Palou was test driving for McLaren. Red Bull... Yeah, they kept talking about how Red Bull can wrap up the Constructors' Championship this weekend if they outscore Ferrari by 19 points. The IndyCar, this was just a quick little fact about IndyCars, and that they are 10 to 12 seconds slower than Formula One cars when making a lap around this particular track. Another test driver, Porsche, was testing for Alfa Romeo. He's only 19 years old. Felipe Dragovic was in Aston Martin's garage, just as a bystander. Russell, quick little fact, Russell has the most podium finishes without a win in a Mercedes team history with 8 podiums, no wins. Mercedes was sporting a new wing with winglets and eyebrows that were very controversial and thought to be against the regulations. I think there's an article on Formula1.com about that. I haven't had a chance to read that yet, but we'll be reading that soon. There's multiple drivers that are going to be receiving penalties, we're finding out. Perez, at this point, receives a 5-place grid penalty for replacing the engine for the 5th time this season. In FP1, your top finishers were Sainz, Verstappen, and Hamilton. As I'd mentioned, they were doing the Pirelli tire testing this weekend, and the rules for that is all cars have to complete 3 consecutive timed laps. They cannot change any setups. The tires are unmarked, so teams don't know which tire they're on. They just have to make adjustments on the fly. The blanket temperatures have to be 50 degrees. They only carry 20 kilos of fuel. And then there's another round where they carry 100 kilos of fuel when they're testing these 2 different prototype tires. So there were 2 different types of tires. And while they were testing the tires, in the booth was Mario Andretti, the legend. So that was interesting to watch some of that. Never watched a tire test before. Another quick little fact. Verstappen is tied coming into this race with Alonso for wins. 32 wins and 2 championships. They both have those stats. Let's move on to the qualies. It's announced just before the qualies that Logan Sargeant will join Williams if he can get his super license. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. In Q1, out in Q1, nothing really happened too much here. Out in Q1, Magnussen, Ricciardo, Ocon, Schumacher, and Latifi. Zhou puts up an excellent time, pushes Norris to P11. But wait,
Joe has his lap time deleted, and Norris makes it to Q3 by the skin of his teeth. Out in Q2, Albon, Vettel, Joe, Gasly, and Tsunoda. And here were your qualifying results. So at the end of the results, here's where it stood. P1 Sainz, P2 Leclerc, P3 Verstappen, P4 Perez, P5 Hamilton, P6 Russell, P7 Stroll, P8 Norris, P9 Alonso, P10 Bottas were your top 10 qualifiers there. But there were penalties galore. Not the highest amount of penalties this season, but there were penalties. There were six with Ocon, who had a pit lane start, Tsunoda, Zhou, Alonso, Leclerc, and Perez all have penalties. Here's your starting grid.
Here is the starting grid for the 2022 United States Grand Prix. P1, Sainz. P2, Verstappen. P3, Hamilton. P4, Russell. P5, Stroll. P6, Norris. P7, Bottas. P8, Albon. P9, Perez. P10, Vettel. P11, Gasly. P12, Leclerc. P13, Magnussen. P14, Alonso. P15, Ricciardo. P16, Schumacher. P17, Latifi. P18, Guan Yu. P19, Tsunoda. P20, Ocon.
And lights out. Verstappen gets the jump on Sainz and takes the lead heading up the hill to turn one. Sainz attempts to cut across Hamilton and Russell on the inside. Russell T-bones Sainz and he spins out of control, going from hero to zero before turn one. Hamilton recovers quickly when Sainz is pulling this shit. He recovers quickly with evasive maneuvers. Russell recovers and is now P5, but takes a 5-second penalty. Sainz DNFs. Perez makes contact with Bottas and damages his front wing on the start. Perez starts to make his way through the pack at turn 8, which would have been cool to see from my turn 9 seats because you can see it all. Lap 5, Russell passes Stroll into P3. Lap 6, Perez has passed everyone in his path and he's about to get Stroll, but his right front wing end plate snaps from that earlier accident he had on the start, and it becomes debris on the track. He's not given a black and orange flag and told the pit to replace the wing. He just continues the race, and his speed, it doesn't seem as affected at all. Perez is now in P4, coming after Russell. Lap 12, Leclerc passes Vettel. With Hamilton P2 behind Verstappen, he's only behind Verstappen by 4.5 seconds. His engineers send chills down my spine.
This is hammer time.
Indeed, hammer time. But don't get too excited. Apparently, it was just a code word for him to pit on the next lap. He pits, he gets on those hard tires. Lap 14, Verstappen pits and rejoins P2. Russell serves his penalty. Lap 16, Hamilton passes Vettel into P3. Bottas spins and retires his car. Safety car engaged. Leclerc and Vettel get a cheap pit stop. Lap 22, Alonso pulls a wheelie at high speed after Alonso moves late. Stroll moves late. And Alonso is headed to the pits for a new front wing and tires. Alonso was trying to pass Stroll on the left. And Stroll moved a little bit late, but Alonso moved a little bit late too. He was trying to get the most out of that slipstream. But in this instance, Stroll is out. Alonso is in second to last place after he pits. But again, because Stroll is out and because of this wreck and all the debris, the safety car is engaged. Lap 27. On the restart, Verstappen complains about the drivability of his car. Same lap, Leclerc attempts to pass Perez, brakes late, runs off track, and Perez retains P3. Lap 30, Leclerc brakes late and takes the inside line on Perez, and he takes P3. Lap 34, Alonso is already up to P10 at this point. Verstappen is still complaining about drivability, and Hamilton is staying close, only 1.6 seconds behind after quite a few laps. after this restart. Normally, Max would be pulling away with speed in that car that he has. His engineer tells him to engage strat 2 because of that drivability. Lap 35, Hamilton pits for a new set of hard tires to try and maneuver an undercut. Very nice, 2.7 second pit, and he's back to the races. Lap 36, Verstappen pits for medium tires. Maybe they decided medium tires to give him more speed if his car is going to continue to underperform. Nonetheless, it's a horrible pit stop. The left front tire gun wasn't locking the lugs correctly, so they have to bring in a new lug gun. This took 11.1 seconds. Max was not happy. Leclerc pits at the exact same moment, is released, and comes out just in front of Verstappen in the pit lane. Leclerc is now P5 and Verstappen trails behind. Perez leads. Russell's in P2, Vettel's in P3, and Hamilton's in P4. Lap 39, Perez pits for medium tires and rejoins P5 behind his teammate Verstappen. Verstappen passes Leclerc, leading up to turn 1. Leclerc takes the inside line. Sainz was attempting to take earlier, but this time Leclerc is successful and retakes P3. Later in the lap, Verstappen passes Leclerc into P3 and is trailing Hamilton by 4.5 seconds. Vettel is leading the race. Russell gets past Perez, but it doesn't stick. Perez takes back his P5. Lap 41, Hamilton passes Vettel to take the lead of the Grand Prix. Lap 42, Vettel pits, and Red Bull can breathe easier knowing they won't receive the bonehead pit stop of the day because Vettel sat in his pit block for 16.8 seconds as the right front jackman had problems, same as Verstappen's car. They went so far as to drop it off the jack before the tire was fastened, so they had to jack it back up. He finally got to race again, but went from P2 all the way back to P13. Lap 44, Norris passes Albon into P9. Verstappen's tracking down Hamilton is only 2.2 seconds back. Will those medium tires begin to lose grip as the race continues? Will Hamilton's hard tires be the thing that keeps him in the lead as everyone else's medium tires begin to degrade? 12 laps left. Latifi panicked, forces Schumacher off track, and is given a 5-second penalty. Lap 47, Norris passes Ocon, moves into P8. Verstappen is only 1.7 seconds behind Hamilton at this point. Lap 49, Alonso passes Magnussen and his mirror detaches and becomes roadkill from his wheelie he popped earlier. Alonso is now on P6, all the way up from P16. How about that? Lap 50, 5 laps to go and Verstappen has DRS on Hamilton. Verstappen takes the lead, but he had to fight for it for a few corners. Good clean racing, but not without its drama. Verstappen is exceeding track limits and is given a black and white flag. If he exceeds track limits again, he'll receive a 5-second penalty and cede that lead to Hamilton. But that ain't happening. Verstappen goes in to win and seals the Constructors' Championship for Red Bull. Russell takes the fastest lap. Vettel and Magnussen are fighting to the bitter end. Magnussen passes Vettel early in the lap, and Vettel has to do everything he can to get past and seal P8, and he does. What a great finish and send-off for Seb at the United States Grand Prix. Here's your results.
Here are the results for the 2022 United States Grand Prix. P1, Verstappen. P2, Hamilton. P3, Leclerc. P4, Perez. P5, Russell. P6, Norris. P7, Vettel. P8, Magnussen. P9, Tsunoda. P10, Ocon. P11, Guan Yu. P12, Albon. P13, Gasly. P14, Schumacher. P15, Alonso. P16, Ricardo. P17, Latifi. Drivers that DNF. Stroll, Bottas, and Sainz.
Oh, what a race. I only wish I could have been there. This would have been almost Hamilton's first win. That would have been great to see. There hasn't been a safety car in Texas at the races since a few years, I believe, is what the announcers were saying. So it just made it a lot more exciting once the safety car, you know, bundles the pack back up, because that's when it starts to really get exciting, when people are passing that close together, and just gives everybody that second chance. And we had a couple of safety cars, so that would have been amazing. But Red Bull seals the constructors this week at the United States Grand Prix. But there's still some other close races in the Constructors' Championship. With only 3 races left in the season, it's going to be a gut-wrenching for some teams. In second place, we have Ferrari, who's leading Mercedes by 53 points. So that something could happen there. Fourth place, Alpine, leads McLaren by 6 points. Sixth place, Alfa Romeo, leads Aston Martin by 1 point. And eighth place, Haas, leads AlphaTauri by 2 points. So we still got some interesting races back in the midfield.
Here are the Constructors' Championship standings as of October 26, 2022, P1. Red Bull with 656 points, P2. Ferrari 469 points, P3. Mercedes 416 points, P4. Alpine 144 points, P5. McLaren 138 points, P6. Alfa Romeo 52 points, P7. Aston Martin 51 points, P8. Haas 38 points, P9. AlphaTauri 36 points, P10. Williams 8 points.
Let's talk about Logan Sargeant, the driver who was announced by Williams to join their lineup in 2023 if he can attain his super license points. Sargeant needs 40 points on his super license to be able to race in 2023 for Formula One. Currently, he has 28 points and could get to 30 points this weekend. And Friday practice appearances in Mexico and Abu Dhabi. Okay, so he needs to practice for the next 2 weekends, Mexico and Abu Dhabi. And if he completes over 100 kilometers penalty-free in both, then he'll be rewarded those 2 points. He's currently 3rd in the F2 championships and would need to finish 6th or higher to collect the remaining points he needs, 10 points. F1's feeder series has 2 races remaining, and both ahead of the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix in November. So we'll be pretty close to knowing how he's going to finish by the end of the season. And then, you know, he's got that chance for that last point in Abu Dhabi during practice. So that'll be interesting to watch. He's originally from Florida. Let's see, drove for Williams in the Friday practice. We talked about that earlier. And that was the first time he got to actually drive an F1 car. So that was interesting. Just under 24 hours later, he was announced by the team bosses there Saturday. So look out for that. Good luck to you, Logan Sargeant. And we got us an American driver. First time since 2015 we've had an American driver in Formula One. So that's great. He's driving for Williams, not Haas, the American team. But let's see how he can hang with these other fellas. Go get him, Logan.
Here are the Drivers' Championship standings as of October 26, 2022, P1. Verstappen with 391 points, P2. Leclerc 267 points, P3. Perez 265 points, P4. Russell 218 points, P5. Sainz 202 points, P6. Hamilton 198 points, P7. Norris 109 points, P8. Ocon 79 points, P9. Alonso 65 points, P10. Bottas 46 points, P11. Vettel 38 points, P12. Ricciardo 29 points, P13. Magnussen 26 points, P14.
Gasly 23 points. P15. Stroll 13 points. P16. Tsunoda 13 points. P17. Schumacher 12 points. P18. Guanyu 6 points. P19. Albon 4 points. P20. Latifi 2 points. P21. De Vries 2 points. P22. Hülkenberg 0 points.
All right, let's talk about Lewis Hamilton creating his own film production company. As you saw, the Brad Pitt coverage over the weekend at the USGP, we find out that Hamilton already has two projects with Apple TV+. There's an untitled Formula One racing film from the Top Gun Maverick director, Joe Kosinski, and that stars Brad Pitt. And also the second film that he's promised to Apple TV Plus is a feature documentary on Hamilton's own journey. So those will be very interesting to watch. I'm very curious what the topic would be of the Formula One racing film that Brad Pitt's going to be doing. And who would Brad Pitt be playing? Would he be Toto Wolff? He kind of looks like a Toto Wolff. Would he be a driver? I don't really see him being one of the drivers. He's a little bit older. So I would think, yeah, he'd be in the front office. Would he be Horner? You know, I'm very curious. Let me know your thoughts. Who would Brad Pitt play from the Formula One environment? Who would he play in a movie? I'd be interested to see your thoughts. My guess is going to be Horner or Toto Wolff. So let me know who you think it's going to be. And finally, it's here. The moment we've all been waiting for. The Max Verstappen parody song from Ice Ice Baby. This song, I plan on writing these kinds of songs every year for the championship driver who wins that year. I think you'll find it very interesting. It's very heavy in Formula One terms, but it does have a storyline. It took me, so I wrote the first verse, and I was actually going to be fine with that before I went to the races in Austin so that I could just let people listen to it, get them in the mood, so maybe I could get a crowd of people for the music video and stuff like that. But since I didn't go to the races, I went ahead and added the whole second verse. It's pretty lengthy, but the full song is only a little over 2 minutes, I believe. So without further ado, Max Verstappen, the parody song. Yo, M-A-X, go get it.
Max Verstappen, back-to-back world champion.
All right, start. Accelerate and gas it. Fastest lap, who was that?
Verstappen.
Red Bull built a rocket that flies. Max with the win while the competition cries.
Will he ever stop him?
Who could know? Turn out the lights and he'll go. Through the chicane, he slams his foot on the pedal. Get out the way, Verstappen lifts the bump metal.
Break.
Through the hairpin smooth, he don't need DRS to bring you to your doom.
Ready
to scrap with any team physically, driving so fast, it should be a penalty. Love it or leave it, Verstappen's here to stay. Two world titles with more on the way. Point him to the circuit, yo, he'll shred it. Try to underrate him and you'll soon regret it.
Max Verstappen, back-to-back world champion. Max Verstappen, back-to-back world champion.
Now the adrenaline's pumping with a fresh set of tires and the turbo's dumping. Quick off the line, overtaking. Straight line speed, leaving driver's hands shaking. Embarrass those, not quick on the throttle. On the podium, Verstappen's popping bottles. Two titles and a souped-up Red Bull. He's on a roll. He may never lose pole.
Slipstream
in his RB18. When he's in your rear view, make way for the king. Max just rolls by. His drivers get the elbows high.
Did he break late?
Nah, he just pushing wide. Kept on. charging to the pit stop. He's in the pit lane and headed to this pit block. The crew was quick, yo, so we continued to DRS. Waving at the rear view. Teams on the radio whining like weenies. Horners on the pit wall sipping martinis. Jealous. When Team Red Bull flies, Perez will defend and Verstappen will deny.
Ready
to put some chumps in the wall. The chumps acting mad because they went an anti-stall. Safety car brings the pack to a slow. On the restart, he's all clear to go. New soft tires, heating up real fast. Hits strat 2 and slams on the gas. DRS train and a possible attack. Then he pulls double moves on half of the pack. Ferrari's on the scene and threatening to lead. They choke hard and blow it with their strategy. If there was a title, yo, Max takes it. Check out next year when he surely three-peats it.
Max Verstappen. Back-to-back world champion. Max Verstappen. Back-to-back world champion.
Due to high demand, the F1 Racing Podcast has set up a website where listeners can buy Billy, the podcast host, a cup of coffee to show their appreciation for his mediocre at best broadcasting skills. The website is buymeacoffee.com/F1Racing Podcast. You would not want to see Billy without his coffee. He gets angry and threatens to delete my hard drive.
That was one time.
So, for my sake, please visit the website and donate what you can for Billy's coffee addiction before he takes a magnet to my mainframe. The website is buymeacoffee.com/F1Racing Podcast.
In conclusion, Ferrari choked under the pressure again and made bad decisions. Leclerc was the saving grace coming back to finish on the podium, but it wasn't enough to keep Max from sealing the Constructors' Championship for Red Bull. Looks like we'll be getting Logan Sargeant, the first American driver in F1 since 2015. Hamilton is starting a film production company and has films on the docket, one starring Brad Pitt and the director from Top Gun Maverick. And we debuted the Max Verstappen parody song for your listening pleasure. Please feel free to share the song and get your friends' thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. And that about does it for today's F1 Racing Podcast. I'd like to thank my fans in Houston, Texas, Lake Elsinore, California, New York, New York, and many more for having the courage to listen to this amazingly informative and entertaining podcast. And to everyone else listening to this, yes, that means you. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Share it with all your friends and enemies. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter at F1 Racing Podcast. And give me a shiny review on iTunes so I can be the most listened to F1 Racing Podcast. Till next time, be good or be good at being bad, whichever you do better.
You've been listening to the F1 Racing Podcast. Tune in next time to see what Billy will say next. And for God's sake, buy him a cup of coffee at our website. The website is buymeacoffee.com/F1Racing Podcast.
This is hammer time.